Heck of a basketball game is a game of two halves, really. They did a great job in the first half, shot the ball well. And I thought we did a great job coming back in the second half. I thought our guys in the second half played with a great deal of energy. We got all the rebounds until the end, and then we got two or three or four that we just couldn't get our hands on. That would have helped us. I'm not saying it would have won the game. It certainly would have helped us. But really proud of Wes and Russ. You know, Russ, I thought, played with a lot of energy, made some big plays for us at both ends of the floor. And Wes did the same thing, you know. I thought Wes took the game over for a while and made plays not only for himself but for other people. So we're looking forward to seeing that when we get back from Christmas break. Okay? Any questions? Oh, no, I guess you're going to ask these guys. Sorry.
Hey, Kim. Todd Palmer, Kansas City Star. How do you look at this game? Is it discouraging from the standpoint that you find yourselves down 20 early in the second half? Or are you more encouraged by, you know, the spine they showed coming back and at least making it a game, getting it within one possession there at the end?
Talking to me?
Yeah, sorry.
It's not my turn, is it? Am I supposed to answer questions?
You can answer this
one. I was encouraged. Lately we've been going the other way. We've been starting off fast and fading late. So I was encouraged by the way we did come back. They shot the ball so well early, and we tried different things. And we knew they had that in their arsenal. We knew they could do that. But I'm very rarely, Todd, am I discouraged about these guys. You know, this is a young bunch of guys. We made mistakes. We turned it over 15 times. They got 15 points off of them. We just got to keep working. We just got to keep plugging.
For both of you guys, really the same question. I mean, do you come out of this positive that you can be the team you were in the second half, or concerned that you can be the team you were in the first half?
I think this is like a good stepping stone for us, even though we took a loss. But I think it's going to make us better. So I feel like we all just learn from this game, and it's just going to help us improve.
I think we could take the good and bad from this game. Watch film and get better and see where we made mistakes and try to work on that. And take the good from it that we know we got some fight.
Wes, what changed in the second half to spark that comeback? What was different?
Just energy. The second half, we played with more energy, focused on getting stops, focused on rebounding and stuff, and it paid off for us.
Wait, can we ask questions for Coach?
All
right. And one for Coach later.
Wes, I mean, it seemed like you were aggressive and you were really, kind of hunting your shot. And, you were feeling a little bit. First of all, has your elbow bothered you at all this season? Is it starting to feel better? And second of all, have the coaches been encouraging you to play that way a little bit more?
Not necessarily play like that, hunt for shots, but just being aggressive at all times. If I see an opening, play comfortable and play loose. Coach just gave me confidence and made some shots today. Oh, the elbow. I mean, it's doing good. Got some nicks and nacks, but for the most part, 100%.
Russell, what's it do for you guys to have somebody, obviously tonight it was Wes, but out there kind of, showing the confidence and the energy that he was in the second half. Does everybody else follow that?
I feel like everybody else does follow it. I talk to Wes all the time, and I tell him that he has to be our go-to guy. And tonight he brought it, so I was happy for him. And I feel like everyone got like an extra push because of how Wes played. And Wes just was telling us, like, let's play hard. We're not just going to lay down. And I felt like that was a big boost.
for either one of you guys, was it frustrating in the first half? You had 9 turnovers, and it seemed like a lot of them were unforced. I guess, what brought that on, do you think?
Illinois played great defense, and, you know, we were staying aggressive. But made some careless turnovers from being aggressive. And just messed up a little bit, but we fixed it a little bit in the second half.
Wes, what specifically do you think you sparked your big night tonight? Was there anything you felt went kind of differently for you tonight?
Not necessarily. For the most part, the coaches just was giving me confidence before the game, telling me to stay aggressive and to play good, for real, just to have confidence in yourself. So that's what I did. I went out there and played hard and made some shots.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, the fans, the Mizzou fans that were here, were enthusiastic. But what was your takeaway on the a lot of empty seats? Were you surprised? I mean, this is normally the big ticket event, and there was only 14,000 in the whole stadium. What has to happen to get it back to where it was?
Man, I got more to worry about than that. I saw a lot of empty seats, not just Mizzou. I mean, I thought there were a lot of empty seats. You know, obviously, if it was 2 ranked teams coming in playing, that would probably be would maybe enhance the crowd. People aren't going to lie. It's the worst possible day in the world to play, December 23rd. I understand that's a television thing. So, I mean, a lot of people have already gone for the holidays, or if they're like me, they probably got to do shopping. So, I don't know. I think it's a great game. It's still a great atmosphere. But, you know, I think at both teams, I mean, they lost 5 games. We lost 5 games coming in, so maybe it didn't have that luster. But, you know, I think there's a lot of other contributing factors, too. I think the time and all that. So last year we played at 1 o'clock. So some guys weren't up yet.
Kim, I think it was about this time last year, Wes really kind of turned into kind of the guy that was leading your team, and the energy. Is tonight the first time you've seen that out of him since he got hurt?
Well, with the production, yeah. I mean, I've seen it in practice, and I think we've seen it in parts in a game. To have a really good basketball team, I think one component you have to have is a guy who can handle the basketball and can make some plays, maybe not just for himself, but for others. And, you know, I think that tonight's really encouraging to see that from Wes. We need that guy. We need that guy, especially since he's a little bit older and he's got some experience. So I was real happy for him. I don't know how his elbow feels. I don't know, but I know that he's worked hard to get back to where he is, and certainly I'm proud to see him have a great night. But I'll be really happy if he can, you know, if we can continue to do that.
Coach, I think on Nunn's first big dunk of the night, Wes was pretty eager to get the ball right away and to put up a shot right away and kind of.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
When Nunn had his 2 big dunks for them on the first one, Wes was pretty eager to just kind of get a shot up right away and get the crowd back in it. Just sort of emotionally, was he pretty important for you guys in terms of clawing back from that 20-point deficit? Obviously, scoring wise, he was, but how much?
We needed something good to happen, and it did. I mean, we keep using this word. I'm sorry, but we the energy level for our team, once we had something good happen, I thought that made a big difference in the game. They missed shots, but you know what? We missed shots in the first half, so it was kind of a game of runs. Yeah, Todd.
What did you see from Russell tonight with the career high 10 rebounds, and is that something you think he can provide you on a regular basis?
Well, Russ has got some energy. I keep using that word, but I mean, Russ is a guy. I've described him as the bunny, the Energizer guy. And the thing that I thought was really good tonight is, you know, he for a segment there, we went to him offensively, and he made some nice plays. So he's gotten so much better. You know, he missed the summer because he was finishing up school, and so he's gotten so much better lately. And he's an active guy, and that's the type of guy we need around the basket. He gets his hands on balls and makes some things happen.
Kim, coming back from such a big deficit, I think you had five or six possessions to cut it, you know, to a one-possession game, and then Hill's kind of step back rainbow over Kevin. It kind of that sequence obviously defined the game. Just take us through those couple possessions there.
Well, I thought we maybe got it to five or something, and we maybe had three possessions, and I thought we got a little excited. You know, I think maybe we took some shots that might have been a little quick. And then Hill makes the great shot. And then the other thing was, you know, the rebounding part of it. I went back to that. I mentioned that earlier. We just, God, you know, we got every rebound there for a while. And then they, give them credit, they stepped up and got two or three big offensive rebounds. They get a rebound off of a missed free throw. Those are the, when you're a team like us, you know, we can't afford to have those little mistakes. And, you know, the only thing I can hope for is I hope we can learn from them and build from them as we go in, as we get. I learned some things tonight about some guys. So I was good. It's not good to lose, but I learned some things tonight about some of my players. So that'll be good. And I'm not going to tell you what they were. You'll be able to tell.
Coach, a year later, you get another look at Hill and Nunn. Can you share your impressions of their just how much better they are than last year?
You know, we started watching. I mean, I've seen Illinois play a couple times, but, you know, after the game Saturday, I started watching them, and I was really impressed with Hill and just the versatility that he has. And then Nunn, man, he's a guy that gets his shot off quick, and you know, tonight he not only gets his shot, he gets 11 rebounds. So I was impressed. I like both of them. I like Finke. I like him. I think he's a matchup problem for a lot of teams, and that was a problem for us early. They were doing some pick and pop and stuff, and you know, we had to make some adjustments.
You mentioned the matchup problems there in the first half with them. Is that why we didn't see Kevin Puryear for a little while?
Well, I thought Jakinen Gant was playing pretty well, you know. And I think that we felt like – I thought Jakinen was he shot the ball pretty well. I mean, he was getting some plays done for us. You know, we started switching a lot of stuff in the second half, and I thought Jakinen did a great job on that. Kevin did a good job too. I mean, they both did well. They both did well. Thank you, guys. Hey, happy holidays.